With its waterways and canals, St. Petersburg has long been called the Venice of the North. Now, with visitors outnumbering inhabitants, Russia's second largest city may one day rival the original Venice, in tourism at least. Emilia came here from Rome to check it out.
There are a lot of things to see in St. Petersburg. It is a pretty city. The people are very helpful.
St. Petersburg recently opened the world's largest cruise ship port of call, capable of handling 7 ships at a time. In contrast to Russia's image of tight government controls, foreign cruise passengers can now visit St. Petersburg for 3 days without visas. When Peter the Great founded the city 3 centuries ago, it was to be Russia's window on Europe. Since then, the city has been witness to Russian history. Once the seat of the Tsars, the Winter Palace was stormed by the Bolsheviks in 1917. Now it is the Hermitage Museum, one of the best art museums in the world. Anya, a Russian tourist, loves the history.
I really like St. Petersburg, especially visiting all the palaces. You immediately feel like you are in the Tsarist times with the old dresses, and of course, it leaves with an unforgettable impression.
In 1883, Tsar Alexander III ordered construction of the Church of the Savior on Spilled Blood, on the exact spot where his father, Tsar Alexander II, had been killed by an anarchist bomb. Katya flew in from Central Asia to explore St. Petersburg.
There are a lot of people that love this city because it's one of a few cities where you can dive into the past. You might be in jeans and sneakers, but it feels like you're in the 19th or 18th century.
International arrivals are up 25% this year. Planning for more growth, officials broke ground last year on a $1.5 billion project to build the largest airport in the region. This is part of a bigger investment flow directed by 2 local sons of St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Katya says the effort shows.
The city is changing a lot and for the better. There's been a huge amount of restoration, and in my opinion, it just makes everything shine.
Whether they come by new high-speed train from Helsinki or Moscow, or by one of the 200 cruise ships expected to dock here this year, visitors to St. Petersburg say they find a quality not often associated with Russia, friendliness and fun. James Brook, VOA News, St. Petersburg.